Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the 1-2 Count On for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Eulin with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Alicia Davis, events coordinator for the Washington Chamber of Commerce, about the Washington Wonderland Business Holiday Display event starting November 26th in Washington.
Washington Wonderland, where did the idea come from and what is it?
The idea came from COVID year, when we couldn't do the tour of homes and we wanted to do an event where you could still go see decorations and lights around town. That's how we formed the Washington Wonderland. And it used to be called the Window Wonderland, but we changed it to the Washington Wonderland because we include more than just windows. Basically, all the businesses decorate and then the people or the judges vote for the best decorated.
What are the rules for the contest?
The rules are you just have to decorate for Christmas. I mean, there really aren't any rules. I haven't thought about that. We have our tour of homes committee that judges, and then we also have the people's choice. So we have two different contests that you can win. You can go out there and vote, but then we also have a committee that votes for their favorite decorated business too. It's become kind of competitive too, which is fun.
What are some examples of decorations that have performed well in the past, or ones that stand out to you that you can remember?
Atlas has done some cool stuff with their product that they do and made some really cool, I think last year they did like a Santa sleigh. And then obviously the stores know how to decorate and really do a great job putting on displays in their windows. Jazz It Up last year did like a Christmas tree that was a dress, and that was really cool. Also, it's neat to see all the artwork. So there's a lady in town that paints the windows, and she does a fabulous job with that too.
Well, we're talking in November, but that's not too early to decorate for Christmas. When does this officially start?
November 26th is when all the decorations will be up and the maps will be available at different retailers in the chamber and online.
About how many typically participate? And again, you mentioned the places to get that listing. Where can people find that?
Usually for the People's Choice Awards, we've gotten about 200 votes back. So that's been pretty good. And maybe it's crept up even a little more over the years. And you can get those maps. They'll be available on our chamber website and at the chamber and then at different retailers that are participating.
And how do they vote? Once they've got the maps, they've seen all the displays, how do they cast their vote?
We have a little drop box outside of the chamber that you can slip your vote in. And then also you can email us with your vote.
What do you like most about this? As you said, it's somewhat new, and it was born out of a year where the traditional tour of homes couldn't take place. What was that planning like, and what have you liked most over the first couple of years that this has happened?
I think what I like the most is it's a way for you and your loved ones to get out there and do something fun and walk around and see, maybe something you've never seen before in our downtown or with a business. I think it's really just a fun free activity, like another holiday activity to add.
That was Alicia Davis, events coordinator for the Washington Chamber of Commerce, joining us on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the Washington Wonderland Business Holiday Display event starting November 26th in Washington. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Eulin with KCII News.